I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know.
You're on your own.
Oh, fuck you. Hello, guys. Well, can you start it? Because I don't like doing the live ones.
Oh, yeah. Rose gets nervous that people actually listen to the podcast. You should know up front, that was never our intention.
Absolutely not.
It was a horrible surprise.
This has got completely out of hand.
The more popular it's got, the more Rose has wanted to quit.
This wasn't supposed to go international. This was supposed to be geo-locked to New Zealand.
Auckland, North Island.
Unfortunately, we got very popular. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for being here. Honestly, for me, if I can just take a moment.
to do what?
I don't know, just to say, you know, a karakia. Oh, that's a joke. Just for New Zealanders who are woke.
Don't get me started on that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
No, let's address it.
Do you want to address it up front?
Yeah, let's address it up
front. Okay, so can I get a way of noise? Who is actually listening to this podcast? Please make a cheer or make a noise. Okay, wow, that was to be expected. Who has never listened to the podcast? Make some noise. Oh, shit.
Get out.
Get out.
You're not.
Get out. Go listen to an episode outside in the corridor. I'm sorry about that, actually. You're going to have an awful time. Basically, did anyone listen to the last... what happened? Okay, so we went to Paris a week ago. And because I wanted to whisk Alice away on a romantic getaway because, you know,
I was heartbroken.
She was heartbroken.
Yeah.
I wanted to give her a good time. So what we did was we went to Paris. We went to... Wait, what night was this? Was it the first night?
You know, I don't remember the specifics of how it all happened.
Basically, we got incredibly drunk and recorded an episode of the podcast in our hostel room.
Yeah. Twin single beds.
Twin single beds. An iPhone in between us. Poor audio quality. What basically happened is that Alice, for the first time ever, you actually said something that you couldn't back. And you got so embarrassed. Basically, Alice claimed to be more woke than me. Which is, first of all, just like the craziest shit ever, basically. Because,
sure.
I mean, it's the awful thing is that it's absolutely true. But
It's not true at all. I felt bad about it just because I could see the pain it caused you. And
I was genuinely hurt.
Can I tell you what the aftermath of it? Hung up the phone, post record, thought best episode ever, and then
Sent it off in an email immediately to our producer.
I was like, this is taking us all over the world, and then got a message from one of our mutual friends. I haven't even told you this.
What?
Yeah, got a message from Eli being like, haha, just listen to the podcast where you said you were more woke than Rose. And this was before I listened. I responded, lol, stand by it. And then I listened to the podcast and heard what an asshole I was. And then I was immediately humiliated by my hubris and by my poor behaviour.
And guess what? I have dined down on it for a week. It's been beautiful.
I have done nothing but just sincerely and effusively apologise.
It's been really weird. It's very unlike you.
And to say sorry, I took her to Madame Tussauds.
No? Okay. So, okay. Now this is another...
No. Can I just say...
No. Can you shut up for a second?
Because okay. No, that's fair.
This is a classic Alice spin, basically. Because Alice has been wanting to. She's been here for, what, how long have you been here in London?
Well, it feels like forever in a way.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing about Alice. Any city she goes to, she thinks she suits it and wants to move there. In Paris, okay, in Paris, we literally were apart from each other for 15 minutes. Did I say this on the Paris? I don't know. Yeah. But we were away from each other for 15 minutes and you decided you wanted to move to Paris.
Yes.
An hour later, she had found 3 Airbnbs, a language school, and done a rough budget for it. Quite honestly, on the train. But you think London suits you as well?
Yeah, I'm happy here. I feel at home. It's a great city. Congratulations on everything you've done. Sorry. Sorry so about how it's going from this point forward.
So what in your mind, why did you want to go to Madame Tussauds so much? Have you ever been to a wax museum?
Yeah, I've been to a wax museum once when I was 7. When I was 7 years old, and if I could take you back there...
Please go ahead.
It's not really a good story at all. Just when I was 7, my whole family, there's 5 children, we all went to Europe for 6 weeks. My parents had never been overseas. They mortgaged the house. We went away. We went to Madame Tussauds. There's a picture of me.
You fucking need a mortgage a house. I got Madame Tussauds. Yeah. I'll say that.
Can I just say this? I shouted Rose as an apology to her, and I paid for a fast track ticket.
Which was absolutely not needed.
It was
by
not
the way.
Needed at all.
Completely unnecessary.
I was actually furious.
I could absolutely tell as well. So we went to Madame Tussauds today. And I tried to get out of this a number of times, basically. Because Alice has got a very, something I've learned from you is a real no obligations lifestyle. You know what I mean? And not in a bad way, but like, you know. No.
You're a fundamentally irresponsible person
and don't care about anyone. No, because you're the kind of person who's like, oh, like if you were going to come over for dinner, you're like, oh, I can't come over for dinner anymore. You'd never be like, oh, I can't believe this. You've ruined my life. You're very much like a do what you want kind of vibe.
Yeah.
For some fucking weird reason, you got it in your mind that you had to go to Madame Tussauds. Like, I have never, ever seen Alice, like, as keen to do anything in her entire life than go to this fucking wax museum. So we got there at what, 2:40? She wanted to meet at 2:45 for a 3 p.m. fast track entrance, right? Which is mad.
Well, I didn't want to be late, and
the guy was absolutely shocked we had bought a fast track. By the way, he was alone at the gate, and he was like, "Well, I'm here waiting for you." We walked in. Okay, so let's paint a picture. We walk in. What's the first thing we see?
We see.
Why are you laughing?
Because of all the celebrities to greet you at the door. What's his fucking name? I can't even...
Tom Hardy
on a couch like this.
And just getting photos with him.
And people just getting photos with Tom Hardy. I was like, can't you just like bump into him here?
I think it's cheaper to get a photo with the real Tom Hardy than
it is
to get
into... It was just so weird. I was like, I can't even think of a movie Mad Max. Fine. I mean...
Batman.
Oh, that's good for him, actually.
Big get for
Tom
Hardy.
No, that's huge. But he's behind the mask the whole time. Isn't he?
El doggy like this.
You remember? Bane.
Keep going and I'm sure I'll pick it up.
Oh yeah, you got very good at characters and impressions. So that's good.
Anne Hathaway was so sick in that movie. Is that the right one?
No, she's not. I fucking hate her in that. Yeah, it's the right one.
Is she?
You're a huge Anne Hathaway apologist, actually. You are hugely an Anne Hathaway apologist.
No, I went on a real journey with her.
What was the journey?
Well, the journey was obviously Princess Diaries. I was well, this is great, isn't it? I mean.
No, so the journey is just Princess Diaries.
No. And I see emotional roller. And I was like, great, great, great. Les Mis, obviously she's having a disaster moment in her. And like professional.
Well, the character or the actor?
Well, the character is truly in a bad space, but.
Hot take from Alice Nedden.
All I'm saying is, haven't seen the movie, but I've watched the trailer. It does not look like she's doing well.
I haven't seen the movie either, actually.
Yeah, no, I've heard it's tough. And
okay, so yeah, so she, Lame is.
Professionally, she's doing great. And then publicly, it's like everyone is like, this, you know, like, we shouldn't be telling women to be quiet, but this one should. And then... and I am embarrassed to say I was in that, yeah, that camp. Yeah. You know, I bought into that venomous patriarchal... I'll try to blame it on the patriarchy. It was, yeah, just me being
a
bitch.
And congrats for getting stocks in those, actually. Yeah. Congrats for getting in there early. Yeah. It's really paying off in dividends.
And then... yeah. You know, I started to realise people are shades of grey, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I saw her on the Ellen show.
What does that mean?
And I don't know that they're not black and white.
Go on. So you saw her on the Ellen show?
There's no good, there's no bad, you know?
Ooh, we saw on the Ellen show.
Oh yeah, true, fucking, she's on the hit list. We'll never say why, or never say why.
Never say why.
And she was talking about how awful that was for her, and I felt compassion for her, and I thought, you know what? She's back in my good books.
I love how you're like, you think so much of yourself and your own opinion that you feel like your slightly negative vibes towards her truly affected her emotional well-being as well. You're like,
I don't think
really
that's what I heard from her mouth directly on the Ellen show.
We're back at Madame Tussauds. So we go up a flight of stairs into an elevator. Oh my God, that was an awful elevator, actually.
And those are especially good details that it's important to get in.
Fuck
there.
I'm trying to paint a picture of this horrible day.
Right. I'm so sorry. Carry
this already
on.
Just recently. No, you go on. You tell the story of the fucking wax museum you wanted to go to. You tell. You, it's your story to tell.
Well, now it feels like it's a hostile environment.
When has it ever been an unhostile environment? So
we're
who do we
the
see?
Best of friends.
Do you want to can we cut that out? We'll edit that out, actually. What are we talking? We're talking Helen Mirren.
Yes. Wait, that's Helen Mirren, by the way, is my dad's hall pass.
How do you know that?
I think it's important to talk about these things freely and openly.
He hasn't told your mum, but just told you.
No, he's told my mum. My mum's is Harrison Ford.
Really?
Yeah, and I gotta say, I'm on board with both of them. I was like, given the opportunity, I think you should absolutely both be fucking those people.
Yeah. God, my mum's used to be Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Oh, hey, she's all right. It was a different time, all right? What's eating Gilbert Grape era, okay?
But his wax figure is still at the museum,
it is.
Actually.
It is.
And I tell you who did not get a photo with it. Either of us. It was a silent, unnoticed process.
Incredibly unnoticed.
One will ever know what happened. But they don't make it any less potent.
George Clooney looked pretty fucked up, to be fair.
Mm.
I gotta say, he looked horrible. His eye, like the whites of his eyes were the same color as his skin. I think that was it was, wasn't it? Brad Pitt, obviously.
Yeah, and they chose a weird hairstyle.
Yes, I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
Long hair.
Yeah,
it was it wasn't even era of anything.
It
wasn't even
Troy.
No, it wasn't Troy.
Okay, stand down.
It wasn't Troy. It was like. Because it was Troy was a bit curly, wasn't it?
No, I actually think you're wrong in that instance.
Do you reckon?
I don't think Brad Pitt's ever had curly hair.
And Troy, he has a slight curl to it. Would anyone agree? Oh, fuck off. Okay. Okay, I'm thinking of Colin Farrell and Alexander, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
cool.
Is a what? Which is a wax work that I saw at the Dublin Wax Museum, which I've got to say, has anyone been to that? Oh my God, it's incredibly shit. It's amazing. It's the best thing because they ran out of like they try and theme it to different rooms, but by the end they just ran out of themes. So it's just a giant room with like, okay, David Bowie, Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin, Colin Farrell from Alexander. It's absolutely wild.
That is incredible.
What brainwave did you just have?
I remembered why I wanted to go to Madame Tussauds.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
okay.
So
I've been doing a joke about Cruel Intentions, and then I was like,
topical stuff.
Topical. Because I was doing a joke about if I felt this is be my coming out show now. Recently,
don't
I had
make
sex
it about
with
you.
A woman. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then, yeah, it's a round of applause, please.
Please clap. Please clap.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was a Jeb Bush quote. I'm sorry.
I wanted to see if I felt differently about Cruel Intentions now. So I rewatched Cruel Intentions and...
Okay, don't test material out on the podcast.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's got
but
to be
But this is the bit. I was like... It's honestly not going that well. And I... Anyway, so I was looking at Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, lovely.
And I went deep into her Instagram. And shout out to her. She just got 1 million followers. So,
Oi, her Instagram presence is awesome, actually.
Wow, I was going to go the opposite direction.
I think she's constantly saying happy birthday to Seth Green. That's my only... Literally my only... It's either date night with Freddie Prinze,
yeah,
Jr. or happy birthday, Seth Green.
It's honestly... Her and Freddie's relationship
it's
simultaneously
gorgeous.
Everything I aspire to have and not have in a relationship.
What do you not want out of their relationship?
Honest, and I say this with nothing but love in my heart. Neither of them are funny. And I think that I would really struggle to be in that environment where, you have a cake for getting 1 million followers and your partner, jumps in behind.
Is that the post they did?
Yeah, and it was actually really beautiful.
Okay. Anyway, you're looking at
Sarah
Michelle.
I'm in a dark space.
So you're looking at... that's your catchphrase of the podcast, I think. Let's get that on merch sometime. I'm in a dark space.
I'm in a dark space.
So what about Sarah Michelle?
Oh, yeah, so there's a picture of her with a wax figure of Simon Cowell.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, Simon Cowell looks the hottest he's ever looked. No, I genuinely was like, he looks fucking hot. So I was like...
Did you know it was wax?
Yeah, well, not...
Did you not know it was wax?
I'm embarrassed to say yes, I did know it was wax.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, he looks incredible. And then I think in my mind I was like, well, I'd love to go have some photos.
So you spent, and I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be close to £100. Close to £100 British, great British pound sterling on a whim because you saw a post on Sarah Michelle Gellar's Instagram where you thought a waxwork of Simon Cowell was hot, hounded me for a week to go, finally went, and
there was not a single wax figure I wanted to fuck.
There was no Simon Cowell either.
It wasn't even Simon Cowell. Oh, God. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It was good, though, because we got to see, the Celebrity Heights, which we obviously were very obsessed with on the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's awful that we are, but, I mean, it's true.
It's not the worst thing we do.
Oh, no. Who do we ask? Nicole Kidman? That was nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually really proud of how she's going.
Me too.
Yeah. I do sometimes take a personal investment, I've realised, in celebrities' lives. Like, just backstage, apropos of nothing. Did I use that right?
Yeah, you did.
I was like, I feel like Jennifer Lopez is really coming into herself.
And I disagreed. I think she's gone even more deluded.
I just think that she's having, a really good, stable moment in her life, and I want to be there to support her through it.
Do you follow her? Is she on Instagram?
Yeah, she's on Instagram. She's dating A-Rod.
Okay. Oh, wait, wasn't she dating A-Rod ages ago, or was that Cameron Diaz?
Yes. No, she was. Well, Cameron Diaz also dated him.
In the middle. Is she still with Benji Madden? Oh, my God. Someone's unhappy about that. Yes.
That's
it is weird.
So
isn't it?
Cool,
do you like that? It's an unexpected
couple. I really like that. I like
her because she says she doesn't want kids. And I respect that.
Fuck, that is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
But I do want kids, though. Now all my heroes are people.
I guess
who
that's the only difference between you and Cameron Diaz. Oh, I guess we won't be able to talk about that when we eventually meet. And we're best friends. Oh, God. All of the kids, she'll be all we know. Oh, my. Do you think you ever meet Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
You have such utter confidence. I really appreciate that. It's
well,
so nice.
I don't know where it comes from. It's all... Listen, there's never been a single piece of evidence.
What are you doing on your phone?
Just checking Instagram.
The other day,
I was trying to find you a post the other day that I had sent you. I screenshotted these because I felt like maybe this was like this was something I wanted to raise. These are all unanswered messages, by the way. So this is written in like 7 different parts. How can you know?
Can I get it? Yeah, uninterrupted by me replying to them.
Yeah,
by
no,
the way.
Rose doesn't reply. how can you know if someone is DMing is flirting, or are you just gagging? I thought we were flirting, and then he just called me mate, but as part of a gag. So now I can't tell. He's probably gay.
But who? What? But did it go well?
No.
Did I respond to that?
No, I don't think you did.
Sometimes I just don't respond, do I?
No, that's fair enough, because then I realised like I took a screenshot of this again because I was like, maybe I need to like spread out who I talk to. I said, it's wild stuff. I'm going to sleep early. Had a late night. Fuck. I think I'm going to have a kid. I can feel it. I'm so fucking clucky. It's wild. But I worry I just want to take the pressure off my career. How do you know? Good night.
What are you fucking talking about? That you sent that to me.
I know, that's what I mean.
But you didn't spread out who you're sending it to. I'm still getting that shit.
I know, but that's what I was saying. I
was watching Real Housewives.
I think I'm
the time.
Burdening you with too much.
No,
but
a genuine question.
Though.
You go through this a lot, though. I feel like you go through this like stress a lot. But it always comes around your fucking period. And I've got to say that. It's clockwork.
It is like clockwork.
It's honestly clockwork. Yeah.
It is embarrassing in that respect. That
it is embarrassing.
3 weeks out of the month, I'm like, don't want kids. And then there's 1 week where I'm like, well, this is my life.
And you're like, there might be a pattern here.
But genuinely, can I just get a round of applause? If someone DMs you on Instagram...
This is by way of applause. Oh. You can't just say, can I get?
No, I meant what I said.
Can I get a round of applause?
Oh my God. Okay, so by way of applause. If you DM someone on Instagram, do you want to fuck them? Oh.
I love that. No, yeah, you're into it.
No, that's great. So hang on, hold on.
That was a really bad question.
That's probably true. Oh, yeah. Well, how do we do it in an anonymous fashion? We'll turn our back. We'll turn around.
Okay, so by way of applause. Feel safe. If you DM someone
Are you interested in...
No, but let's do some caveats to it. So it's not an admin thing.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, you know, like, can you do this gig or whatever? Or it's not a bot.
I want to know what the bots have to say.
So by way of applause, if you DM someone, is there a part of you that would want to fuck that person? Is that your question?
Yes, that's my question.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
Who clap? Lights up!
No, that's so interesting because I have a friend back home who told me it was 100% hit rate.
Who? So, who told you that?
Hamish.
Oh, all right. Yeah. He would say that.
Now, well, I've got to be honest, that makes me feel a lot less fuckable.
Oh.
No, I've just been assuming everyone who DM'd me wanted to fuck me
No, that's not all that. That's fucking crazy that you think that. That's
no,
why
I actually had him.
But this is your problem. You're fucking Leo, and you fucking think that shit. You. That's such Leo behavior.
Yeah.
This is the thing. This is the really interesting thing. Don't
thank you.
Don't enable Leos. Other Leos enabling Leos. This is a true thing. Actually, the other day we were talking about how when we first became friends. But it took about 3 years for us to become friends. And Alice said that it was because I was guarded. And the assumption that anyone who doesn't immediately want to be best friends with her is guarded in some way. That it must be something that's really not breaking through. It was just that I didn't know you. And it took like 3 years for us to have a conversation. But you genuinely think that if someone doesn't become friends with you, it's because they're somehow emotionally repressed. It's bizarre. It's a bizarre thing. You need lower... You know, self-esteem.
I do, no, I do have... No. It needs to be known. I do have a really poor self-esteem.
No, yeah, you do. And
it just manifests in a different way to how other people's poor self-esteem manifests.
True.
Which
true.
Is self-loathing. And mine is... You know,
utter confidence in all of your actions and beliefs. It kind of is, isn't it?
It's actually detrimental to my health, though. If that makes anyone feel better about it. No, here's what someone said to me the other day when I was consistently making bad decisions that were detrimental to me. They said,
okay, which person? Which person?
Chris Parker from the Enemy podcast, The Male Gaze.
Yeah.
He said, the thing is, when we give you advice, you have such a convincing argument in the opposition that then I think you're on the right track. He was like, no one can convince you to do anything. You have to convince yourself. So he was like, you have to argue yourself into the right position.
And it's so good that that law degree has been putting to good use there. That's so wonderful that you managed to spin that into something useful.
No, but it really was quite a confronting conversation.
Yeah, no, that is confronting.
No, it was good to hear, though, that I'm kind of like a monster.
No, you're not. You're a wonderful human being. Oh, fucking,
No. I just want to clarify about the DM thing. So if there's anyone here who's DM'd me, listen, I don't think that you want to fuck me. That was just for comedic effects. There are a couple of people I think want to fuck me.
And anyone from here on out, you know what you're signing up to. So you know, just know that.
DM me.
Do DM her.
I've got a fortnight left in town.
Yep. And she's got many fast tracks to Madame Tussauds. They gave them to us for free. No one's coming. Okay, I've got to say, though, back to Madame Tussauds. The people who've gone there, I mean, I can't believe... The people... Some people with their suitcases, as if they've come straight from the airport. Genuinely, they've got their small suitcases. Either they're on their way to the airport going home, going, we can't miss this, right?
Or they're going to buy so many photos.
That's so true. So, any other highlights you want to go through?
I can't think of a single highlight from that trip.
Not really. Tom Hiddleston, surprisingly tall.
I have a bone to pick with him.
Oh, yeah. Great, go on.
I just don't like his vibe.
Yeah, no, no one does. It's
fine.
Oh,
okay, all right. I see him in interviews and I'm like, you're so charming.
No, we talked about this. We talked about a video of him singing Man in the Mirror. Has anyone seen that? Oh my god, it's actually incredible, and it kind of endears him to me in a way. It's him singing, he's on a press junket and he sings Man in the Mirror, and it's wild. It's absolutely like, it's just, but then I think he went out with Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've really tapped out of this conversation. What are you, what's going on? You just got a message or something?
Someone just live message. No, he went out with Taylor Swift, but, similar to my journey with Anne Hathaway, I can no longer bash on Taylor Swift.
All right, fair enough.
I just feel like I don't like her.
No, we watched Reputation together in the summer.
Yes.
And guess what? We were blown away. We were absolutely blown away. And
I saw that concert in the flesh as well.
Like, she's an absolute nerd, and I wouldn't want to talk to her or be friends with her or whatever.
Not because she's a nerd.
No, because she's a nerd. I want to kick sand in her face on the beach. like Charles Atlas. like Joseph Pilates would, actually, I reckon, would do that.
Joseph, the man who invented Pilates.
Yeah. I reckon he was a real bully.
What on earth made you reference Joseph Pilates?
He was a bodybuilder.
Hold on. No, let's just take it back. Hold on. So Joseph Pilates would want to do what?
Well, like kick sand in face. Because they went from Charles Atlas, because there was, that's a reference. I'm not even going to go into
this. No, I think it's important that you do unpack this.
No, because then Joseph Pilates would have been
in the process of throwing shade at someone else as a nerd, you've referenced Charles Atlas. And then Joseph Pilates.
Is Charles Atlas the right guy I'm thinking of? Is the bodybuilding guy who is the ad that have ads in comic books where it would be like, yeah, to get muscly, and it'd always be like he got sand kicked in his face by the muscly guys on the beach, and then he got ripped. It's a tale as old as time. And then he comes back and I think beats the shit out of them. I don't know, gets a girl or something. And yeah.
Oh, that's an awful moral to the story, isn't it?
Smoral?
Well, I've had half a beer.
So long story short, basically, we went to Madame Tussauds, had a wonderful time. And we also, for this evening, we actually have not... Should I do this now? No, I'll do it at the end.
Let's tease it out because it's a huge prize.
It's not a prize.
No, you have to pay for it.
Let's go into the bonus. So how you
I think this is going well.
Do you think it's going right?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
I don't like it. I don't like this, actually. It is weird having people here listening to it, because usually it's just me and you, and it's in the morning where I am.
Yeah.
I've got some sort of roadworks going on outside, you know, you're at home.
I know. It's a lot easier when we're not in the same place.
This one definitely has a dick drawn on it.
Really?
All right. So, so should we just crack on? Should we one for one? One for one. And a quick card.
Oh, Linda Cardellini.
Oh, yeah.
Really fucking cool
geeks.
Man, actually.
She's
in ER, The Good Years.
Did you watch ER?
Yeah, of course.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Well...
Highlights?
A lot of medicine.
Synopsis?
A lot of hot doctors struggle in public health system. And, yeah.
Oh, I just opened a nasty one.
Go on.
I'm sorry. No, actually, no shame. No shame, no judgment. James Corden. No shame.
No,
no
it
shame.
Is a, it's a safe space
it
for everyone but that person.
But to be fair, it does say, okay, I'm going to defend this person because then it says great dream sex. And I'm going to say I'll defend that because once you have sex with someone in your dreams, it just it turns you mad
Absolutely.
About that. And for no reason, you just don't know where it's come from.
Yeah.
Remember when I had the dream about Eddie Redmayne hitting on me at a funeral?
Hitting on me at a funeral.
No, on me at a funeral. Me and Eddie Redmayne were like
That's
fucking
right.
flirting.
I wonder
like,
why
fuck.
You were so keen to get a pic with him today.
I did. Because I woke up and I was like, I think there was some vibes there. It was amazing.
I will say this about James Corden. I do feel like he'd maybe be like quite grateful and go down on you for a long time.
Yeah, but he'd be awful at it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I looked up the other day how to go down.
What?
Yeah, I like was like... I was
like a WikiHow.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I have more experience in blowjobs, right? And I feel like
congrats
I
for that.
Thank
That's
you.
Huge for you.
It's something I got ingratiated in a young act. Well, not you know,
what
not that
you?
Young.
And ingratiated is a scary word to use, I think. I apprenticed in it.
I had an apprenticeship, you know. Whereas this, I've been like thrown into the world and I wanted to...
Yeah, actually,
to...
did have like those kind of illustrations that go along with it or anything?
Yeah, they
like
had illustrations. I thought it was all very informative.
And what were the tips?
Okay, so the main
you
technique...
You started this. You
I
absolutely
did.
Started this.
I can't remember the name of the technique. I think it was called like... I want to say it was like the pedal. So, okay, here's the thing that was most interesting to me.
So like turning, this, well, you know when some people can turn their tongues into like little baths?
No.
Is that what it was?
Do you know what this was saying? Because here's the thing I realized, right, is that like you know what you enjoy down there, but you don't specifically know what somebody is doing in order to create that experience.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I feel like,
it's sort of like
I feel like it's all too personal for everyone. They're on
like,
edge.
It's like, you know, on Sesame Street where they have the dogs, but then they put human arms... are behind the dogs and make them cook.
That is what I thought sex with a woman was like before.
But you know what I mean? Like it's something you can't see. You can't know what they're doing.
Yes.
They don't know what they're doing, but there's something's happening. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or it's like...
I think that's what it would be like to get eaten out by a dog.
You don't know why what they're doing to that makes it
yes,
happen.
I see what you mean. I
that,
think
it's probably the wrong example.
I'm just saying that to support you. I don't.
You need to get on YouTube.
No,
and
but
check
the
that
biggest
out,
thing so. Was relax your tongue. Okay. Well, that's what they said. They were like, it's all head and neck.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean? It's all head and neck.
Okay. In the way
what?
In the way where you like relax the tongue but the head could I know it was a revelation to me too.
So your tongue is
I don't know if it's true. I haven't had sex since I looked this up.
Wow, there might be a connection there. That,
maybe. I mean, honestly, I can't wait to fucking try it.
You've done a printout, like a printable of the...
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to take it with me.
Yeah. So relax the tongue, but
so the tongue like kind of like flops out.
What I'm thinking of is like one of those toy cranes you have like as a kid or something. Or like those things that like, so it's like rigid but loose in the midst of it, you know what I mean? So you mean like you're moving the head but it's sort of...
Yeah, it's like, okay, so it's the basic technique was... Fuck, man. You relax your tongue and then it's, I think they call the pedal doesn't seem right, the pan or the... It's basically just an up and down motion, like you're a cat. No, that doesn't seem right. Like you're licking an ice cream. So yes. Imagine you're licking an ice cream, yeah. But instead of like moving your tongue to lick the ice cream, you keep your tongue in the same place and you move your whole head in order to move the tongue up and down.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I've got to say,
I don't even know if this is true. I felt like
it'd be awful
I
to be,
had a grip be, on it before.
It'd be awful to be eating out, but like someone was eating an ice cream because, you know, like when it, like, because you're trying to like control the ice cream. It's almost like, you know,
yeah,
you know,
like, yeah, and it's like, get around the edges and stuff.
It's like drips it out.
Oh, we got a little bit down here. Yeah.
You're kind of molding it and shaping it as you eat it. Yeah. It's sort of like pottery, but yeah, it's still. Anyway.
Any kids in tonight?
Got some lovely badges for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Heath Ledger. Yeah. It's like a moment, yeah. No,
David,
fair enough.
What is this one?
David. Oh, David. I never know how to say it. Like Thewlis. Is it Thewlis? David Thewlis. Thewlis?
The Shame Thewlis? Wizard?
The Shame Wizard from... you don't watch fucking anything. Big Mouth. He's in the Big Mouth. He was a Lupin, Professor Lupin in Harry Potter. He was married to Anna Friel for a while, actually. Really weird. Very strange. Not very weird, but, you know, it's interesting.
Gillian
she's
Anderson.
Very hot. She's very hot, I got to say. Any
I'm
Anna
sorry
Friel
that fans? I don't know that person and I can't fulfill anything
He is
for
hot. He is hot.
Gillian Anderson. Yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah,
Gillian.
Gillian, apologies. Yeah, fuck, she's doing well. She's like a wine. She gets better with age.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God, Kevin MacLeod. That is absolutely incredible. That's Grand Designs, man.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
You know what?
Wow, okay. Okay, in my mind, there is nothing more attractive than a man who wears...
Okay, calm down.
Okay,
calm
wow.
down. First of all, you're
definitely
bi.
There's nothing more attractive than a man who wears a thin puffer. Or maybe a dad in a thin puffer.
That was a huge build-up for something that I didn't... But you know what? And what
he also confidently wears a vest. Which
yeah,
I
but
just...
you know, and also what's great is that he's committed because he has to come to those houses a year later. You know what I mean?
He'll
show up for you. He'll fuck a job. Although I do find him a bit arrogant sometimes. I will say that about Kevin MacLeod.
He's so condescending, and I think that all kind of plays into the package.
Do you believe in his opinion when he's some of his opinions about Grand Design. I can't watch Grand Design. I don't know. I'm about it. I don't know.
Do you know what I don't like is that he stomps on people's dreams.
He does. He really does. He genuinely does.
Yeah. I think when a person's in a vulnerable position like that, it's better to wish them luck.
They've just sunk they've sunk millions and millions of dollars into this project, and they're like, "Well, we've done it." And he's like,
"I don't think they need some detractor coming along, being like, well, this won't work out."
All right. Richard Dreyfuss. Wow. Huge, and I agree. I watched Jaws recently. I think he's fucking hot in Jaws, man. And also Close Encounters of the Kind. Cool dad. And really nice. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do. see, did he recently just present at the Grammys for some weird reason?
Did he? Oh, is he conservative?
Yeah.
Is he?
I think he might be, which is why I hesitated. Nah, not that I would be prejudiced.
Jimmy Stewart was a Republican, so that's fine.
Yeah, it used to be fine. Now it's fucked. Yeah, John Richardson.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that just someone's... Is that a friend of yours?
He's a wonderful, beautiful man. It's just a bit strange, isn't it? I don't see it. Lee Pace.
Yes.
Absolutely. Shout
Pushing
out to Lee
Daisies
Pace.
Was a beautiful show.
Pushing Daisies was one of my favourite shows.
It was really stunning, wasn't it?
Expensive to make.
Yeah. Kristen Chenoweth was incredible.
Absolutely incredible in that.
Yeah.
A huge Pushing Daisies fan out here. Oh, my God. And no, we've talked about Pushing Daisies on the podcast before, haven't we? But isn't it, the hotness is that because, you know, when that kiss with the glad wrap in between?
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Yeah. I just want someone to kiss me with gland wrap. Oh, no, sorry, sarang wrap. What is it called here? Cling film.
Cling film.
All right, come
Seems
on.
Seems like you'd suffocate. George Blagden? So am I reading that right?
Who's George Blagden?
That's just someone's friend.
my dad.
Okay.
That's my father, and he is hot.
And this person's written six people on the paper. They don't want to leave anyone off. James McAvoy, yes.
McAvoy.
McAvoy, okay. Cillian Killian Murphy. Yeah, wow.
Huge.
He's in that little Eddie Redmayne vibe, isn't he? He's bloody got his lips on him, isn't he?
I'm going to say he's great in the... What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I'm half a bed deep.
Shout out to him in The Edge of Love. Very good, handsome in The Edge of Love, I got to say. And
shout out to him in life just for seeming like a cool person.
All right, okay.
Tom Hardy, yes.
Yeah.
Marion, I've got to learn to say this because I'm moving to Paris.
Go on.
Oh, we'll come back to it at the end of the show. Rihanna and Gillian Anderson again. I feel like sex education has really brought her to the forefront of people's minds. Oh, someone's written Christopher Walken and then under it, ugh. Like they didn't want to admit it to themselves.
Yeah, because he's like some shady shit on that damn boat.
Brendan Gleeson.
No, and his son. Is everyone not? Oh, yeah, no.
Here's a genuine question.
Okay.
I'm going to do with it, aren't you? Okay, you can have sex with Donald Gleeson. But...
What?
You've also got to have sex with his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think Brendan Gleeson is hot. He's really hot.
Yeah, he's really
absolutely
hot.
Right. Can you give me one? Can you just let me read one?
No, that is
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know.
You are like, literally
either.
Reading all of them.
I'm panicking.
I know, you are panicking.
Sorry.
Because literally, like, such confidence, and you can't even read the names right as well. It's wild. Jesus Christ. Okay, this is a brutal one. All of Monty Python, then in brackets, not Terry Gilliam. That is, but never a truer word spoken. All of the British members of Monty Python. I'm going to rank. Oh, here we go. Michael Palin. Yeah, okay. Michael Palin.
He's on this piece of paper right here as well, actually.
Yeah.
With a little picture of a dick and someone who's written to pointing towards the dick, me.
Michael Palin, Terry Jones. Michael Palin, Terry Jones, Eric Idle. Then Graham Chapman, then John Cleese. Oh, is John Cleese higher? He's, yeah. Oh!
John Cleese is a fucking cunt.
Yeah. He is, though.
Honestly, that guy is a fucking asshole, and I hope he never has sex again.
What has he done to you?
Nothing specifically. I just don't like his vibe. I just, because I'm like, why can you can't be that successful and then hate the world that much, you know?
Does it?
Yeah, well, he's been divorced a lot, which I think is actually quite hard on people.
What do you mean, hard on the person being divorced?
Yeah, like it's never easy for anyone. Chandler Bing.
What did you just say?
Chandler Bing.
Okay, cool. Sorry. I thought you said Chandler Bong, which is quite funny. No, classic Friends.
No, but absolutely.
Show.
But only when he was on coke.
Oh, we had some rough years. You didn't remember some of them.
I know. Isn't it tough out there?
Wow, that was bitchy, man.
I know.
That was awful.
I don't feel comfortable about it. I think I took a dive after the whole eating out thing.
I think you've never... You're on top of the world, mate. Okay, Bill Nighy. Yes.
Yes.
Once saw him buy flip-flops in a shop in New Zealand.
Wow.
And he had an awesome air about him. Alan Rickman, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and this is a beautiful one. Mwah, 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 mwah. Sam Rockwell.
Of course.
Now look, Sam Rockwell, he's okay to like, isn't he? I think he's a good guy. Is he a
he's
good
a great guy?
Guy.
Yeah, he goes out with guy? That gal from Popular.
That little gal from Popular. Who's like in her 30s.
Leslie Bibb, I think her name is.
Oh, yes, Leslie Bibb, yeah. Yes. Okay, and Sam Rockwell, and I want to say, my top channel, oh my God. Actually, a massive sexual awakening for me as a kid. Sam Rockwell and Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, when he's doing the...
Oh my God, you get the best of both worlds, all right? You get him as a nerdy tech guy, yeah. And then as, oh no, he's evil. And then he puts on Marvin Gaye, he puts on his hand on a cigarette, that's pretty cool. And then
he's making like a chicken bake.
Shake and bake. He's
shake
making
and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
Drew Barrymore's there with the sheets, and she's looking sexy as well. Yeah. Part of me is like, oh, she looks sexy. And then
right, okay, we get it. You're Crispin, liberal.
And also, I really thought I found Crispin Glover quite attractive in that film as well.
That's weird, actually fucked up. Yeah, okay. And
oh no, I can't tell.
I just want to speak really briefly to Ben Stiller. Here's the thing. He's a shorty, but he's got a huge chest. And he carries himself like he's like 6'5".
How tall is he?
I don't know. I'm going to put him in the 5'5 ballpark. I mean, I actually don't know. That's unverified.
Can someone verify that, maybe? okay.
But now he's fucking hot. And I was really sad to hear about the demise of his marriage.
Whose marriage?
Ben Stiller.
Oh.
I know. Fuck, was that news to you guys?
I didn't
listen,
know that.
Sometimes when a man
I'm loves
a woman.
I'm saying Steve Coogan, yeah, really quickly. Yeah, sure.
Wow, you fast forwarded through that.
I mean, I'm
not going to say anything more, but
I'm absolutely into it.
You want to fuck Steve Coogan.
Yeah, no, Ewan McGregor? Absolutely.
Again,
three words,
recently...
elephant love medley. Enough said, all right? Play it at my funeral.
Listen,
oh, God,
he's fallen...
Someone's definitely played elephant love medley at their funeral.
That's an awful thought. Because, like, it's hard, isn't it? This is what I've learned recently. It's hard to criticise a funeral service. But there are some good ones. And then there are some bad ones.
All right.
Enough said.
Henry Golding. Absolutely. Although, we know how I feel about Simple Favour. Jesus Christ.
I love Henry Golding, and I actually think it's crazy, though, how well he's doing.
Oh, you don't like... Yeah, yeah.
I just think it's weird. He came from travel TV, and now he's in movies. Yeah. I was like, some
wild,
people...
Eh?
You know,
yeah,
I'm not sure. Janelle Monáe. Yeah, of course.
Olivia Colman. Congrats.
Wow.
And yes.
And she is exuding such a sexual
yes,
energy.
Yes, she absolutely
lately.
Is.
Yeah.
She, well, it's my the favorite she's definitely exuding.
Did we talk about my kinesiology?
Oh my God, you didn't.
Okay. So here's the thing. I did this thing called kinesiology, and you know what? I don't know what it is. But essentially, you go to this woman, she calls herself
just this specific woman.
There's only one woman who does this.
Tough.
She calls herself a kinesiologist. You do a 10-minute chat with her. She's like, "What are your goals?"
What are the fundamentals of kinesiology or whatever the fuck it's called?
Earth, wind, and fire. I don't know. I genuinely don't know what she does. But just because you said, I said sexual energy. Oh, now it doesn't work. Now I'm talking about something that reminds me of something I said. Anyway, I went to this kinesiologist and she checked my chakras, and I paid $200 for this.
That's roughly 100.
That's £100. Yeah. She checked my chakras. She said my heart chakra was locked off, and she said my pleasure chakra was also locked off. And then she unlocked them consensually. She doesn't really touch you. She just does like muscle testing. The science is
ropey at best.
Cut to 24 hours later, wow. She'd unlocked my pleasure chakra, and what does someone say to me? That I was giving off a sexual energy. So get out there and see your kinesiologists, everyone. I think that's probably what Olivia Colman has done it, or it's just her wild success, and she's at the prime of her life. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Absolutely, yes. 100%.
Never seen that show.
You never seen it?
No.
Oh my God, do you like Sarah Michelle Gellar? You follow her on Instagram, but... What are your thoughts on her? You like Cruel Intentions, right? Oh my God, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
I don't know. I think I could go either way on all of them.
I thought you were about to say, I think I could do better. I think I could do better. Oh my God. Okay, these are interesting ones here. I love these. These are very deep cuts, actually. First of all, one that I really vibe with, Morten Harker from A-ha, lead singer of A-ha. Gorgeous, gorgeous man, all right? Look him up.
Who was it, sorry?
Morten Harker, the lead singer of A-ha. You know, Take On Me.
Sure.
He looks like Odo from Star Trek a little bit. You know, the shapeshifter guy who kind of has like is quite featureless. I really like that about him. Another one, Robert Sean Leonard. Ooh, deep cut. House MD or Dead Poets Society. Anyone? No.
Hold on, House MD?
He was in House.
Oh, right.
Who wrote that? Me? I think I did.
I do love Hugh Laurie.
Do you?
Yeah, he's stunning, isn't he? He's absolutely
absolutely. Actually, no, yeah, I was telling
you. He's funny and dramatic.
And you know what? He's talented.
Yeah, he's so talented.
He's talented.
William Jackson Harper, who's Chidi from The Good Place. Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
He's so fucking hot. And he had a shirtless scene in the most recent season. And apparently he did press-ups beforehand, which is not something I realised that guys do before they do their shirtless things. They do press-ups make their muscles get huge.
Brad,
but then I was like, what do you do if you're a gal? You just hold your breath for a long time.
You just watch. If you're into that. Yeah. That was the worst thing I've ever done. Two, back-to-back, Paul Dano. Wow, interesting. Had a bit of a crush on him in A Little Miss Sunshine. I drink your milkshake. You have no idea what I'm talking about there. Have you ever seen a film?
Oh my God, someone wrote Rose Mutterfield.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Who the fuck wrote this? You're going to keep it? What are you going to do with it?
It's my business, all right? That's the closest thing I'm going to get to a fucking DM, all right, after this shit. Oh yeah, Julian. What was that? Julian Barrett. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Who's that?
Mighty Boosh.
Cool.
A great guy. Charlie Day. Absolutely.
Yes. That is such a good specific one as well.
No, and
it's his voice.
It's his voice. His presence. It's his face.
And he's been married
comedy.
For a long time.
Long
which
time.
I
long
really
time.
Just adore in a person.
Long time.
And
okay, and we've got a couple more, and then we've got a. What
Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh yeah, he's just got a good energy.
He's a Republican, actually. He was,
and that's what the energy I'm talking about. I think maybe I'm very conservative.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he is a cool guy, and R.I.P. the Rat Pack. You know those guys, they lived.
Suddenly turn into my 50-year-old dad or some shit. I love a bit of Mickey Boulua. Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, do you know what? I actually loved the movie Mickey Blue Eyes.
Yeah. James Caan, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. Oh, okay, here's one thing I miss about international travel. It used to be, hear me out,
yeah.
I went on a family trip to Sydney with the air points we got from the European vacay, and... And we were all coming back on a plane as per. And it was in those days where you didn't have your own TV screen in front of you. The whole plane watched one movie together.
Oh, I watched Definitely Maybe that way.
Okay, well, this is my story. And...
Go on.
I will.
And you know what? What a story it is. Continue.
It's my joy of my life to work with you. And on the planes was Mickey Blue Eyes. And I watched it with the whole family in the plane. And we all laughed at the same times. And I thought, well, that's beautiful, you know? And we don't get that anymore, do we? We don't. No, we don't.
I think you might be a Republican.
bring, bring.
This is bring, bring. Bring, bring. I mean, some of them have done.
I'll pick up.
Bring, bring.
Hello. Welcome to bring, Bonus bring. Of the Heart. You're listening live.
Hey, it's Ben.
Ben? Oh,
Ben.
My. Ben who?
Ben Stiller.
Oh, my God.
I heard that you wanted to talk to me. You would want to speak to me. I think that's the exact words
no,
you said.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. You misunderstood. I was just objectifying you.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But well, no, that's fine. Said you had a big chest and I was...
Wow, that really means a lot to me.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about your recent divorce.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, really? Okay. Seemed like you've moved on from it pretty quickly.
No, we had a good run. She wants to go different places. It's fine. She's got the house. I got the, I think, kids. I assume if we do have kids.
Yeah, you got a couple of rugrats.
So what's your situation right now?
You mean like am I single or am I...
Yeah. I'm not... No, it's quite forward to say, but...
I am.
That was brutal, actually. That was.
What I can't understand is why would he call me and ask me about my situation, only to then reject me?
Could have gone through a tunnel or something. I don't know. I'm sorry about that. That was awful. You got a hole in your jumper, actually.
No, I've got lots of holes. Do you know what's cool about this jumper? Is I wore it when I first came to London. Man, it's beautiful, eh? Well, seven years ago.
Oh, wow. You can tell as well. Yeah. It's got a lot of holes in it.
I don't think my aesthetic has changed in like the last 15 years.
How would you describe your aesthetic?
Like fired from my job a week ago.
Yeah, because it's got like still tinges of like, she's still got some nice stuff.
Yeah. But she hasn't showered.
Yeah, she can't keep like, you know, yeah, getting a new shirt.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about that hole, actually.
No, don't be worried about it. I've just recently decided that I decided I have a signature look. And the look is a shirt.
Yep.
Or a t-shirt.
Yep.
Whether it's formal or casual. And pants.
Trousers,
apologies, or shorts.
And you have stuck by that to this very day, haven't you?
Yeah,
She rocked up to fucking London on her first day in my house in shorts.
Yes, I did.
Literally in shorts.
Well, I have a theory that you shouldn't travel in trousers. That's the whole theory.
It's not a theory, that's a thought, Alice. Oh, that's a thought.
Well, I have a theory that thoughts are theories.
Okay, well, do you have any apologies to make before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I do. I want to apologize to you, obviously, again, for the woke comment that was out of line. I felt...
it was pretty full
it
on.
It was a horror. And, you know, and I should say this publicly, you have been nothing but kind to me. You're a great friend. No, it was real. And I shouldn't have said that. And I regret it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I've moved on from it now, but...
But I will remind you intermittently throughout
yeah,
the year.
No, that's yeah. fair enough. Yeah. I take that on board.
I love
board.
To have the upper hand. You know that.
Yeah, I think the upper hand's always important in any relationship.
any other apologies, though?
Apologies to the staff at Madame Tussauds.
Yes. We kept on taking photos with the things that you required photo passes for, and then they tried to keep on getting these things, and we didn't buy them. But, yeah, apologies to them.
Apologies to them. Apologies to, you know, I was quite drunk on the weekend. Probably did some fucked up shit then.
Yeah, apologies to your followers for the amount of
apologies
Instagram stories.
To my followers for the amount of Instagram stories.
That's about it.
But I feel like I'm in a pretty good place with most people in my life. Do you have anything you want to say?
Literally nothing to apologize for. I thought you were going to apologise to me for today taking me to Madame Tussauds, so that's fine.
That was a gift. Do not look a gift horse in the mouth. Is that the saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you almost think you just made that up? Was there a part of you in your brain that just said, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and you went, maybe I'm the first one to ever say that. Maybe I am. Classic Leo bitch.
God, I shudder to think how people must perceive me off the back of this podcast.
Any more calls? Any more calls?
Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
I don't want to answer that. Hello.
Yeah, g'day, mate. It's me, Aussie Anna. Yeah. How's it hanging over there? Yeah. Well, it's fucking early in the morning here, mate. Yeah. Yeah, anyway,
I'm sorry, fair enough.
Take off.
That's absolutely fair.
Nah, don't hang around for fucking this. Yeah, listen, I just wanted to say I put a call into you, Sheila's, earlier about coming over to...
Yeah, no, so last time I heard from you, you were... I think you were running a koala farm or something.
Yeah, listen...
At a children's swimming pool.
Yeah, and things went from bad to worse.
So a lot of the koalas survived.
Yeah, there was a koala genocide of sorts.
They created some sort of whirlpool in that children's swimming pool.
Yeah, it was a horrible...
So are things looking up for you now? Any other business ventures? Or?
Yeah, well, you'd be interested to find out. I've actually started breeding redback spiders.
Wow, what are redback spiders, if you don't mind me asking?
I presume they're poisonous spiders.
What compelled you to do breed poisonous spiders, Ozzy?
Well, I thought, here's something interesting to spend your days on, and that's kind of what I did. And listen, there's been a horrible accident. I took the redback spiders. I thought, you know, it'd be nice for the young kids at the local school.
Absolutely.
If I took the redback spiders over to there and I taught them a bit about nature and wildlife, cut to 24 hours later, we've got hundreds of kids in hospital.
Hundreds. Which is very strange, because the population of the school over there is about 80, isn't it? So
that's
that right. Absolutely, isn't it?
Their siblings came in to visit them from out of town.
Right. And
to
they got
cheer
them
up
as well.
The siblings, I thought, well, you might want to have a look at a redback spider.
Yeah.
Turns out, fucking terrible decision.
So have you been held accountable for any of this? Have you been arrested?
No, as per clean slate.
How do you organise that?
Oh, listen, I come from a town and our number one slogan is forgive everything, forget it all. Yeah, we've done some horrible stuff.
That's an awful story there from Montana. So, look, you know what? Thank you guys so much for coming. So before we do go, so unfortunately, we so merchandise-wise, we don't really believe in merch.
No, we
and
don't.
Also, well, no, I'm trying to say that because it's more that we're just too disorganized to organize it.
Basically, I forgot the badges.
But there were like 5 badges or whatever the fuck. It's fine. But what we did do is we went to Madame Tussauds today.
Oh, I feel like Freddie Mercury.
Imagine if that was Bohemian Rhapsody. That's Freddie Mercury at Live Aid just holding a stump of a fucking microphone.
Well, it's like I'm at Live Aid.
Wow.
Honestly, that movie is a pile of shit. No, I don't care. It's a good performance, but it is a terrible film. And the fact that it is getting any recognition is a blight on the Academy, and you should all be ashamed. Shame on you!
And I just want to say for the listeners, she is clutching the stub of a microphone stand right now.
If Freddie were here...
I think Rami did a really good job.
Oh, who cares? I'm sick of biopics.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, then don't speak on this matter. I know, I'm sick of biopics. And I'll just say this and then we'll get off the stage. Where there are incredible performances and terrible narratives. Ray, The Iron Lady, fucking heaps more. Ali. Thank you.
I think Ali's right. So basically, this is the photo that we got today at Madame Tussauds. We've got another one, don't worry, it's a backup one. We actually got this for £1 extra, so it's in glass, so that's good. And yeah, that's sweet. Okay. So who did we shame for liking James Corden? Oh, that's sweet. Well, you can take this picture.
Please come and present yourself to the audience. Yeah,
come and present yourself. Come and own up. Own up.
Own up, whoever you are. Yes, right from the back.
Right from the back. Come on.
Here she is. Yeah.
So sweet.
Incredible.
Give her a hug, Alice. Give her a hug. Well done. You get it, girl. You get it.
Yes. And he is
married. Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams, baby. Sweet dreams.
Honestly, you can fuck anyone in your dreams. It's so cool.
Wow.
Oh,
we're going to get that on a t-shirt. But really, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for this is sold out, which is amazing and really shocking, to be fair. it means a lot that you listen to the podcast. We're going to do another one of these on July the 15th. Which is a long way away, to be fair. We might not even be friends by then. But
a ticking clock on this relationship.
A ticking clock? What are you talking about? What are you saying? Literally... Is your mind okay?
I honestly think after that whole Freddie Mercury thing, I should have walked off the stage. That was when I felt like I peaked.
So July 15th, but also Alice is doing her own show here at Soho
Theatre.
Yes. Are you going to check what dates you're doing?
Yes.
Wait, you're doing next week, right?
Yeah, it's next week. It's
the 12th? The 12th?
It's the 17th, 18th, or the 19th. There's two dates in there. No, but genuinely, buy tickets if you haven't already. There's only a few left.
Don't buy tickets. She doesn't need it.
Nah, don't.
Yeah, she doesn't need that confidence.
Nah, but actually do, though.
But thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
We'll hang out there and
yeah, we're going to go out for a drink and stuff, so if you want to...
I'm not telling that.
We won't tell them that.
No, I mean, like, don't... Yeah, we will.
If you see us in public, don't say hi.
Don't engage. No, do say hi, but we'll just stand over there and just, you know, sort of just talk and...
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.